Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We're going to move on now, though, because France has directed under 55s who received AstraZeneca for their first coronavirus jab to get a different vaccine, like Moderna or Pfizer, for their second appointment. But this comes as the World Health Organization reiterated this afternoon that there is no adequate data on switching COVID-19 vaccines between jabs. Meanwhile, Europe's drugs regulator is reviewing possible links between blood clots and Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine after a small number of events. Well, in a moment, we're going to hear from vaccine specialist Dr. Anne Moore from UCC. But first, let's cross to France, where France 24 journalist Sharon Gaffney has been following the story there. And thank you, Sharon, for joining us this evening. The French health authorities today are saying that this is, at the moment at least, this is just for the younger age cohort. They're still urging older populations to keep taking AstraZeneca.
Yes, the French National Health Authority said last month that people who are over the age of 55 should still be receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. We had President Emmanuel Macron came out again today to reiterate that point, that the risks, really the benefits of that vaccine still outweigh the risks. What happened today then was that the National Health Authority, it said that people who are under the age of 55 who've already received a first injection of the AstraZeneca vaccine, they should now be given a second dose from either Pfizer or Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson jab when that becomes available, hopefully later this month. Now, this will affect up to 500,000 people here in France, mostly healthcare workers who've been prioritised as part of the vaccination campaign. But interestingly, the health authorities also said that the AstraZeneca vaccine, it shouldn't be used in certain regions with a high population of the South African variant of COVID. Now, that mostly relates to French overseas territories, such as French Guiana, where the South African variant accounts for nearly half the cases that we're seeing in some of those overseas departments. But it also relates to one region in France beside the German border, where more than a third of the people who are being diagnosed with COVID are being diagnosed with the South African variant. Okay. So authorities are now saying that they, if possible, they shouldn't be given AstraZeneca. They should be given Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson when that becomes available.
Okay, and just finally then, Sharon, how is it all being received by the French public, this move by the French government? And also, are people asking for different vaccines? Are there reports of that other than AstraZeneca?
Well, that is actually happening because France, as you may know, it's traditionally one of the most vaccine sceptic countries in the world. So lately, like in the last couple of weeks, we've had people phoning in to radio stations, to TV stations, a lot of questions about whether they should be still taking this vaccine when they're being told that, you know, the AstraZeneca vaccine is the vaccine on offer. They're saying, oh, well, perhaps we'll come back, you know, and take the Pfizer or the Moderna jab instead. On the positive side, like France, after a really slow start, as we saw right across the EU, really, the French authorities here, they've actually overpassed the target that they had set to reach 10 million vaccines by mid-April. They're now actually, people here are receiving 2 million vaccines per week. Okay. So things are really starting to speed up. So that really is the light at the end of the tunnel, that authorities here are hoping this is going to be the way out of the current impasse. We're now in our third lockdown here in France.
France 24 journalist Sharon Gaffney, thank you very much for joining us with that update. Well, we're going to talk now to Dr. Anne Moore, who is a vaccine specialist and senior lecturer at the UCC School of Biochemistry. And Dr. Moore, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We're going to start with that news that we're hearing from France, this issue of mixing vaccines. We don't have any trial data on that yet. I know there is a trial ongoing in the UK, but the WHO were out very quickly on this today, reiterating that it's too early to know whether or not that's going to work. What's your thoughts on it?
Yes, good evening, Sarah. Well, I think they're correct. The WHO are correct in their announcement that there is no data to convincingly show that mixing vaccines using a different vaccine type and the second immunization is better or worse. However, we have been working on that for many years, where we do use a different vaccine in the second dose. But it does need to be confirmed in clinical trial for a COVID vaccine, and RNA vaccines, which are being proposed as the second vaccine, there isn't a history of using them as a second dose. Now, there is some preclinical data showing that, you know, using an adenovirus first and an RNA vaccine second, or the other way around, is as good as using the same vaccine twice. So it, you know, if you could infer from the data that we have, it should be safe by using the second one, but we don't know. We don't have the evidence. Okay. I guess the other factor is that the, you know, the mRNA vaccines have been given to a lot of people who have been naturally infected with COVID. And again, we don't see a safety signal with that. And we know that these vaccines boost that immune response that's induced by natural infection very well. So that there isn't concrete evidence, but there are some suggestive evidence that it should work.
I want to move on to what's happening here in a minute, but just briefly, I don't know if you've any thoughts on that French decision not to administer AstraZeneca in areas where the South African variant is very prevalent. Do you have any idea why that might be?
Well, I think they're probably worried that the AstraZeneca vaccine isn't going to protect to a high enough extent compared to other vaccines. And there is a small bit of evidence from a small trial that was done in South Africa with the AstraZeneca vaccine suggesting that there was low efficacy against the South African variant. But how kind of translatable that is to the rest of the world, we're not quite sure. But it probably refers to that finding.
Okay. So now we have a number of countries, France being the latest one, Germany also the UK, who have decided not to give AstraZeneca to people in certain age groups, mostly people in younger age groups. We know that our own National Immunisation Advisory Committee here, NIAC, is considering the EMA advice on this week and whether further advice or changes to the rollout of AstraZeneca is needed here. People are very, very anxiously awaiting the news from NIAC in relation to that, watching what's going on in the other countries all around us, really. What do you think of it all? What do you think they should do?
Yeah, it's a very difficult decision to make. I mean, first of all, I mean, we should remember that the AstraZeneca vaccine has saved thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives, and it stopped people ending up in hospital. So overall, there's a lot of benefit to using this AstraZeneca vaccine. And as we know, and your colleague was saying, there is a reported rare side effect. And it is rare, but it is causing quite a lot of anxiety. So, you know, I mean, to put it in perspective, you know, you have a much higher chance of having a clotting event because of the contraceptive pill or because of traveling on a long journey on an airline. But it is still, you know, an anxious time for people with respect to taking an AstraZeneca vaccine. And I think if safety, and it should be the main priority, then, and the concept of doing no harm, then perhaps it is justified to roll, you know, to come back from using it in a younger population who seem to be more susceptible to having this very rare clotting event. So if safety is the priority, then perhaps we do need to move to a similar way of using it to our European neighbours.
Okay, just finally then, Anne, news this afternoon that the EMA is investigating possible links between blood clots and Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. Now, I'll reiterate, possible links. It's being investigated. They're looking at four serious cases of rare clots with low platelets that were reported after inoculation, one of which was fatal. This is a vaccine, obviously, that hasn't been administered at all here yet. But your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, if it is true, then it's suggesting that there is a commonality between the adenovirus vaccines that are being used, and perhaps it is related to the dose or the route of immunisation. But overall, it suggests, if it is true, then it's suggesting that these adenoviruses at either type, the Johnson & Johnson or the AstraZeneca, at that dose and by the intramuscular injection, are giving this rare adverse event, which is really unfortunate.
Mm. Again, as you say, if it is true, and at the moment it's just four cases out of many million, and no link has been proven in that instance either. But thank you very much for joining us with your thoughts in relation to it. That's Dr. Anne Moore from UCC. Now, up next, NPHET believes that schools are still a safe environment. We'll be finding out why.